Life can always use more Cedar Point. And right now, you can get more Cedar Point for less with the Fun Day Bundle for just $74.99. Each bundle gets you admission, parking, and all-day dining for one low price. That means more coasters like Steel Vengeance and more nostalgic fun in the boardwalk area. But you better hurry because this bundle won't last. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the Voice of the People. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
Every day I'm hustling. 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 Every day I'm hustling.
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas, Nevada. Are you ready?
Welcome to Las Vegas, baby. We've taken over.
Miss Heyman.
Mr. Vegas. You are Mr. Las Vegas.
I get in every fucking shit. They want me there.
TBV presents a Ring Walk with Danny.
Ring Walk Danny.
Owen Bama, only in America.
Because I fight for the people. I go for you and you and you, all these beautiful kids is here.
We turn a TBD into the hot 9-7 of boxing. Keep talking from Vegas.
You already know if it's a big fight, I'm pulling up. Chicago, we in here.
Bang, bang.
From the cotton fields of Alabama to the casinos of Las Vegas. Mama, I made it.
We up early, baby. The grind don't stop. Gilly the Kid ain't gonna be the only one around here doing big shit.
You are now locked into the Boxing Voice live from Las Vegas with Nesta Gibbs and Ringwalk Danny. This message was brought to you by SDS Promotions.
Back like we never left. It's crazy, bro. We right back at it, man. I feel like I haven't left, man. I've been doing hella research on this whole situation. What are we here to talk about today for those that are not with us live on YouTube.com/TheBoxingVoice? We're here to discuss the possibility of Netflix and Jake Paul and a potential match from the PBC. Now, that is what we're here to talk about. Now, obviously, there hasn't been a whole bunch of news to come other than this. So, you know, the speculation is going wild right now. But truth be told, everything stems from the Wall Street Journal business and their breaking news report, okay? So, what does their breaking news report say? Okay, let's look at that because, you know, people are going to want to twist these things to fit their narrative, right? So, all right, we're here on Twitter.com, and this happens to be the Wall Street Journal's Twitter, and it reads in fine black and white, Netflix has discussed streaming a live boxing match. You see how that was worded? A live boxing match featuring Jake Paul, as well as potential bout, as well as a potential bout from Premier Boxing Champions. Not bouts, not matches, not roster. So, for all we know, this could be a trial. If it does come to be true, it can just be a trial. Let's see how that works. Now, again, I did a lot of research, and it seems for the last year or so, Netflix has been dropping that they wanted to get into live sports. Danny, my co-host, made it clear that, you know, the documentary they did on F1 was one of the main sports things that they did, and it was a success. So I want to just show you this here, right? This is something we posted on our story. And okay, this is something we posted on our story, and I want to share it with you in 1 second. Here we go with the screen share. And we'll move on here. Bam, we did that. We're here. Here we go. So F1's Drive to Survive affects inside the show ratings, and it's an impact on race viewership. Meaning the documentary that Netflix did was a direct increase in viewership. I watched an interview with the CEO of Netflix. His name is Ted. Ted. Sarados? Or Sonados? One of the two, I don't know. But I watched an interview with him, and he made it clear that after they dropped the Beckham documentary, Odell Beckham got an instant increase of 500,000 followers to his social media in 24 hours, I believe he said. Now, again, I did a lot of research, right? Because we're going to get those PBC superheroes, and they're going to say a bunch of stuff. Until we get official reports, we have to try and hold back our, you know, our zealousness to overreach, because we want to be optimistic. Netflix has lost about 1 million or more viewers in the last year because of the password crackdown. Now, mind you, that's helped them increase in revenue. So, you know, it's difficult to really know, are they going to agree to live sports, or rather live boxing. They've bid on different sports and haven't won. They've mentioned dealing with niche sports, so that's us. Hopefully that works. I haven't heard big things about the Tyson Fury documentary that was there, or the Chris Colbert documentary. Now, over the years, I did hear people say, hey, I found Chris through the documentary. Chris Colbert, that is. But we don't get many people that call in and say, hey, I found Tyson Fury through the documentary, let alone recommendations of that documentary. Not to say that whatever they did with Tyson isn't good, just saying it probably needs to be better on that level of the Odell, or is it Odell or David Beckham? I don't fucking know, but it's a Beckham, and the other shit is F1. Those things are doing numbers, right? So maybe if they're going to do a documentary on Jake Paul and his rise, right, and it's on Netflix, and it's like, look at this Disney kid that turned into this huge celebrity crossover boxer. And then they do the next documentary on Tank, because I believe it's going to be Tank or Canelo when they say a potential bout, right? When the Wall Street Journal, who actually broke the news, says a potential bout, because there are other conflicting reports, right? Like you have Front Office Sports. They are reporting something else, and we'll share that.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And it's kind of the same, slightly different, right? So also being considered matches, which means more than one, from Premier Boxing Champions, a promotion currently on Showtime, and that will be shut down on Paramount the end of 2023. So a little bit conflicting there. This says in talks to stream a boxing match, which is, again, the original breaking news tweet. People tend to turn things, you know, or add things as it grows legs. I don't know. If you look at the original report, it does not say multiple fights. Now, we put a poll out and we asked you guys here. Netflix has discussed streaming a live boxing match featuring Jake Paul and a potential bout from PBC. Sounds like PBC has a new home, 35%. Sounds like it's only one fight, 29%. It means only Jake and Tank with a sad face, 17%. Jake and Tank at first, more to come is 20%. Now, I want to be optimistic. I want to believe that it's Jake Canelo Tank, because it could be Canelo, right? Depending on what kind of splash Al wants to make, it could be Canelo, Benavidez, Andre winner. Feel me? And that'll make a splash, right? That'll be a fight that people will talk about. Like, yeah, you got to buy this fight. You got to tune in. And everybody tunes in to Netflix. Now, I don't know how that's going to work. Netflix is having its own huge struggles with subscriptions. And I just want to give you some of that information, because I don't want anyone thinking we're going to go to Netflix and we're not going to get a price increase, because that is not the case. They've been getting price hikes on Netflix for a minute now, and I just want to show you the latest.
Is imposed by Netflix that they're going to start informing people of today. It's expected to take place at the end of March, but these are going to be the new prices. The basic plan with ads, and that's new as well, introducing ads, will cost $5.99 per month. The basic plan without ads is also the price being hiked to $9.99 per month, and they can no longer have multiple devices in the same location. And under what Netflix calls a standard plan, the cost is rising to $16.99 a month, and a user can watch two devices at the same time, and they must be in the same home. Under the standard plan, $7.99 additional charges for anyone.
Now, that's a good thing if boxing does come there. Plenty times I'm in the living room watching boxing with my... Oh, damn, that's a bad crop. Let me That makes it better, right? Many times I'm in the living room watching boxing, let's say, with my son, and my wife wants to watch it in the room. She can't. DAZN doesn't allow that. ESPN doesn't allow that. Showtime doesn't allow that. So a lot of BS. At least if you're not on a, if you're on this $16.99 standard plan, you get two devices. That doesn't mean, again, this is just normal Netflix. We don't know if things are going to change once live boxing comes to Netflix.
In a different location that's limited to one additional user. $20.99 gets you a premium, allows you four users to watch at once, but that has to be at the same location, and you can have up to two locations extra, again, for another $7.99, and that would bring the monthly charge to the most expensive Netflix account to $35. So these are big hikes across the board, and like I said, they should be imposed.
Now, big hikes across the boards, but for us boxing fans, you know, $35, we paying $25 for DAZN, you know what I mean? So it depends what you're charging me $35 a month for, if that's the case. But one thing to consider is the audience of Netflix. It's not an American, it's not hugely... It's not big, like, it's not like America is the biggest demographic they have, right? Or reach that they have. They're big in Europe, the Middle East, and Africa. America being their smallest, which is still huge, but it's bulked into two countries. America and Canada has 75 million. So I'll screen share that. 75 million. Again, Netflix subscribers, right? And that's only in the U.S. As you can see, they have another 79 million in the Middle East and Africa. There you see the revenue breakdown by country. We are always going to be the biggest country paying the most. And I watched a lot of interviews with their CEO. This company is actually not bad. I mean, I really like the fact that they do quarterly earnings on YouTube. That is out of, like, that blew my mind. The CEO of Netflix is on YouTube every quarter answering questions, doing some sort of quarterly earnings recap for his investors, and it's not private. It's public. He's talking business every quarter. It's insane. I loved it. I haven't even stopped since the end of the show, just consuming Netflix shit. And they are having financial issues as well, but they are the streaming giant. Everyone else is losing money trying to become Netflix. The issue is DAZN is already the Netflix of boxing. So while Netflix has a bigger footprint, as you can see, you know, they have almost 200 million followers, maybe 150 something million, 60 something million. But they struggle. The CEO made it clear. They struggle month after month losing people. That's why they are looking to get into sports, because sports keeps a subscriber like us. I don't know about the mother sports, but, you know, if I know where I can get my boxing, I'm subscribing. And that's what they made clear, that everything else is short. Like, I could sign up to Netflix and binge 10-20 series, and it's over. I don't need it next month. So they struggle month to month. He made that clear. Earnings are up and down. You know, when they announced live streaming, their stock went up. 11 months later, they ain't done no live sports. They're about to break it now in November with the F1, and that gets followed with golf. So again, don't be so quick to believe everything. We don't know until shit breaks, but there's a lot more I want to screen share. We're showing you Netflix subscribers. So the next one is, how many in the U.S.? 77 million in the U.S. paid streaming subscribers. Now, obviously, they cannot crack down, and that's U.S. and Canada. They broke us into one. They obviously cannot crack down on the sharing. They're trying, and it's helped, and it's increased revenue, but there's still ways to share your account. This is The Zone. They got 15 million paying global, so not in America. They don't announce how many American subscribers, but the thing is, unlike Netflix, unlike Showtime, unlike Amazon, DAZN is for sport. It's for sport. It only has sport content. That's why it calls itself the Netflix of boxing, right? So moving on, you got Showtime having 28 million, and we all know that's been dwindling. But it says there that they added about 700,000 subscribers when they partnered with Paramount. Moving on, ESPN has 72 million, which is less than...
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The 74 million American Canadian that Netflix has, more than what DAZN has as a whole, and more than Showtime, almost three times more. And that's for ESPN, but we know that there is rumors that they may not re-up with Top Rank. Who knows if that means they won't re-up with Top Rank and give someone else an opportunity to try to put boxing on. The next one is Amazon Prime Video, and that has 157.3 million in the United States, making it the third largest video streaming platform in the country, behind YouTube and Netflix. So Netflix still bigger, but not in America, you know? They got 78, they got 4 million more than Netflix in America, coming in at 78.5, and that was from 2021, so hopefully that number's gone up, right? And that this is obviously the front office sports making their report off of the Wall Street Journal Sports that was specific that it's going to be a live boxing match featuring Jake Paul, as well as a potential, which, again, they are for sure going to be streaming a Jake Paul fight. PBC has a potential bout. So we'll see what shakes. It's still good news, right? Just this morning, we didn't know where they were going to go. We were hoping they land somewhere. I still believe everybody ain't going to be able to eat on whatever deal they strike, because we just don't see budgets like that anymore. We don't see $120 million budgets. We don't see that. You know, the biggest budget boxing has is Eddie and then Bob. And then Showtime gave Al $67 million a long time ago. So it's strange. I don't know why it did that on Twitter and muted on its own. That's so strange. Look, and it disconnected on its own. I'm telling you, Twitter is buggy. Uh Unbelievable. Yeah, Twitter's acting up, fellas. I don't know. It was just connected, and now it won't stay connected. I might have to... Let's just start that over. But that is what we're here to discuss. If you're interested in calling in and voicing your opinion, certainly now is the perfect time to do so. Let's see here. It looks like we probably could reconnect, hopefully. But the number to call, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 one time to voice your opinion. Voice of the People hotline. Discord is available. And I'm still trying to get Twitter Spaces up and running. SDX Renzi, what is up? Talk to me.
Not much, boss. Shout out to you, Ness, doing your thing again, man. This is a nice topic. I didn't really get to catch what you thought about it, but hey, I got a Netflix subscription, and if they wanted to charge me a little bit more to get some live boxing, hey, I think I'm with it. I'm still partially, you know, locked in on what you said originally about boxing just sticking to going to one thing with the DAZN thing, but if that's something less that I gotta pay for as a casual, I would rather just get it on something that I'm already subscribed to compared to having a whole nother app. You know, I got Netflix on every TV in the crib. Kids got it. You feel me? So that to me is just a one-stop shop. But I mean, you know, I'm still stuck on that big thing, like own idea and knowing that, okay, the other promoters are already there. The fighters are there. It'll just be easier to get fights made and stuff like that. So that would be my only rebuttal to it or battle against it, that, you know, still is going to be like still to me, the side of the street type thing. But besides that, man, I'm for it just because, like I said, that's one thing that I know would get paid in my house. We're going to have that Netflix going, you know? So that's my thoughts on it. If somebody gives some more thoughts or ideas, I'm going to chime back in. Shout out to you, Ness. If y'all in that comments, man, make sure y'all give Ness a like. Thumbs up on the video, man. Make sure y'all tap in for Patreon or YouTube members. Hey, the betting show drop, you feel me? If y'all want to get some money with us, make sure y'all tap in. One punch could change your life, man. Let's get some money this weekend, Ness. Shout out to you, TBV.
For sure. Absolutely. And the betting show is certainly out and available for anybody that is a YouTube member. Just join us. We got phone lines available. Anonymous.
Hey, what's up, my friend?
Who's this?
Oh, my name is Slugger. How you doing? I like your channel.
Your name is what?
They call me Slugger. How you doing today?
I'm good, brother. You know your number's blocked,
yeah, so you're
right?
Talking about is this because it's the Canadian number, my friend? I have the government employee. You know, I have the phone here. You know.
You got it.
But I just wanted to ask you about the Netflix thing. Is that a failure for PVC not being able to land something with Amazon, my friend? In your opinion?
I'm having a little difficulty trying to understand. Can you repeat that?
Yes, you know how the Alchemist was trying to land the deal with Amazon. If this Netflix thing is something that they might go to, is that a failure on their part to do the Amazon deal?
Is Netflix the savior? I don't know. I don't know if it's, you know, we won't know if it's Netflix or Amazon until they land on one of the two.
Do you think that El Heyman and his team are desperate at this point? It sounds like they're not getting much play by the network or some of these streaming companies, in my opinion.
I mean, they've been in talks with three big streaming giants, so they ain't that desperate. There's reports of DAZN, there's reports of Amazon, and now today we got reports of Netflix. Looks like he got, choices.
All right, my friend. Well, you know what? I won't take up any more of your time. I'll go back on the chat. I appreciate you taking the call, my friend. Keep up the great work, and Allah Hashem has a blessing for you, my friend.
All right. Yo, you know what? You speaking Muslim just reminded me, yesterday, the Sheik followed me. That sucks that we not on Twitter now, because, you know, they like big on Twitter and shit. But yo, he followed me, bro. That shit was pretty crazy to me. You know, my little podcast, you feel me? He heard about my little podcast. Now all I need is for him to just invite me to the Kingdom of Saudi, you feel me, to cover the fights. But I was a little blown away. His Excellency followed me. I'm like, wow. Now, I don't know, right? Like, he could have just had his random assistant follow everybody in boxing, but I don't know who they followed and who they didn't. I know I'm one of them. So, shit, someone realized my influence in this sport, you feel me? But who do we got? Because our Twitter is down. On a show like today, we needed fucking Twitter, bro. I've even restarted it. Really sucks. Really sucks. But the show line is open.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
You can use that to call in 1-425-569-5241. And Twitter, not Twitter Spaces, but Discord is available as well. We're going out to Quan in Cleveland. What up?
Yo, what up, man?
What's good?
Yeah, chilling, man. Twitter shit was tripping, man. Get off there for sure. You know, what's up with that app? But I think whatever app they land on, and whatever the fights, whether it's a Jake Paul, Tank, they're going to put all the pay-per-views is going to be that same model that they really did this year. But I don't think that's going to solve their problem. I think the problem is the smaller shows. You got to, like, you know, your free fights or, like, the fights that specifically, you know, to the app subscribers. One thing that Showtime didn't deliver for Paramount Plus to really – want to keep on investing in them was the lower fights. An average subscriber is not going to sit there and be like, okay, yeah, I'm about to go watch boxing. They know boxing is not consistently on Showtime or PBC. So if they can start doing that, that'll help. But pay-per-view, they're going to make the money from it, but I just think they got to pour more into their prospects or just, you know, stay busy fighting, whatever you want to do. Like, shit. Pro Box is doing some crazy shit, so PBC can do that shit. They just need to get that together, and that's going to help the structure of the business and whatever app they land on as a read. But so you don't think if boxing get added to Netflix, you don't think they're going to upcharge it even more?
Of course. Of course.
Stuff, but fucking, I'm gonna pay it anyway. That's the thing, because it is the main thing. At least, you know, everybody got. So yeah, so that's my call though.
Damn. So D didn't get the knockout. She only got a knockdown. I'm glad that the boxing gods ain't let me bet. Fuck. I thought her strong ass was going to get a knockout. Let's see what we got. This might be Jay Will, but I got to double check. Number to call, 1-425-569-5241. Press 1, one time. Voice your opinion right here. Voice of the People Hotline. This is actually JB.
Yo, Ness, you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yo, man. Yo, man. Shout out to you, man. Even though when one fails, man, you keep the show trucking, man. This would be a good topic to be on Twitter, man, but it is what it is. I like the move. I like the move, and I like what Netflix is potentially about to do, man. I mean, you're gonna do boxing with not only with one of the faces of boxing, but you're gonna start it off with one of the founders of influencer boxing, which that is big. That's gonna bring multiple eyes to it, and it's just gonna bring traction. Do I think Netflix is gonna do a crazy upcharge for the pricing already? Not really, man, because with multi-share and all that other shit with Netflix, man, it's already like $23 a month. So I don't think they're going to raise the price hike too much, man, at least not the first year. With that being said, man, I mean, this is probably the move that LB was hitting at a month ago when he was like, you know, the play that we're about to make is nothing that nobody's seeing coming. And what's bigger than Netflix, man, at least in the United States? Ain't shit bigger than Netflix, man. Unless you was going to do Amazon on this side of the pond. Other than that, man, I like the move. If they can do other cards with Tank or Canelo, that'd be great. Other than that, Ness, man, I like it, man. I really like it, man. And because it's going to be easily accessible to everybody. Anyways, Ness, man, you go ahead and keep the show rolling. I'm out.
All right. We got to understand, too, man, Netflix. It made smaller directors, smaller writers successful. You know, we fell in love with Lupin. That's from France. We fell in love with Casa de Papel. That's from Spain. You know, it wasn't like they was dropping a lot of dope American shit. So, I don't know. Just can't get carried away, man. We got to see what actually comes of this. But we got the phone lines open, so we're keeping it moving. Let me see anybody on. Yes, we do. Al in the Bay, what up?
Yo, 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 what's up? What's up? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. I'm not convinced that Netflix is the hill to die on when it comes to PVC. I still stand by the decision that going to the zone, but I understand Al don't want to be another fish in a pond. You know, he want to be the only fish in his own ocean. So I understand that, but like the Netflix, it's like, they don't really have live streaming, you know. So, to me, that's not the hill that I would die on. Like, you know, I'll probably go back to the table with the Prime because they used to doing live streaming, you know. So, one thing is from doing live, another thing is doing recording. So, you know. Live is definitely a whole lot different, a whole lot of different ball game. But if they want to put on one fight, you know, on Netflix just to see how it is, I think I'd be about it for that. I think I'd be cool. But I'll let you know, if Netflix raise their subscription again, I'm definitely dropping. Because I got the premium one, so I'm not willing to pay $30 for Netflix. I don't know if my sister's willing to do it, but I'm not. So, yeah, man, if they want to put on one fight to see how it goes, you know, I'm down for that. I just don't think that's the hill that they want to die on at this moment in time. That's my call.
All right. Appreciate you. That is Island of Bay. We got Louisiana. Stand up.
Yo, you hear me now?
Yes, sir.
I think it's a good thing. I think Netflix, Hulu, all of it, they should. But I don't think they should give these promoters multi-fight deals, because that leaves, if they do it on a fight-by-fight basis, that leaves the ball in their court to go to Jake Paul and say, okay, Jake Paul, we'll stream your fight, but you have to fight a ranked cruiserweight. Okay, Tank, we'll stream your fight, but the only fight we're interested in is you versus Devin Haney, or you versus Shakur Stevens. And it could force, it could do what these promoters and fighters don't want to do, because the ball is actually in Netflix's court to say, if not these fights, then we're not streaming your fights if it's not these fights, because these are the fights we know people will buy Netflix, will get Netflix or Hulu or Prime to see. I'm pretty sure people have been watching these pay-per-view numbers, and they've seen that the higher pay-per-view numbers have been when it's a fight that we actually want to see. So they're going to try to, if it's probably at first, they may later on do multi-fight deals, but I feel like at first it's going to be a fight-by-fight basis, and they're going to be trying to make these fights we've been wanting to see. Maybe they throw something out at Wilder and AJ and get them on there, and that's the only fight by either one of them that they'll agree to stream is Wilder versus AJ. So, yeah, I think it's a good thing. Maybe it's scary for some people because they can, fighters can't be protected anymore. That eliminates all this side of the street talk because the ball's in Netflix's court. The ball's in Prime's court. Either make the fight they want to show or your fight don't get shown on their platform. Could be a good thing if these fighters are as good as we think they are, and if Jake Paul is as good as we think he is. If not, they could get him in the ring with a ranked fighter, and we'll see. But I do think Jake Paul has shown younger fighters, like I said earlier, who are amateurs and who are young in their career, how to build an audience and be able to come in, especially in amateurs, to come into pro boxing with an already built-in audience, because they have that, they can build that charisma like he's got and use their social media by streaming their workouts, streaming their fights if they can, and building that audience and being that charismatic person coming into their debut fight, so that they already have that built-in audience to bring to these apps and make the kind of noise he's making. But that's my call.
All right, all right, all right. Special feature on the check-in. We going out to...
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Cliff, what up? Connecticut.
Yo, I met some of the monologues. I don't really know everything that everyone's talking about. What happened? Why are people saying like they could see across the street getting eliminated? Like, what's going on?
I don't know. I mean, the only thing that we report is Wall Street Journal is saying that Netflix has discussed doing a Jake Paul fight and a potential PBC bout.
Oh, I'm on the phone. Give me 1 second. Yeah, that's crazy because I didn't see Netflix coming. They came out of nowhere. I heard, though, watching YouTube or crazy, that PBC got somebody. I don't know if that's a rumor or what, but somebody was saying, like, some other streamer was trying to say that they know for a fact that they landed somebody and they're going to release it after fucking the last two fights they got at the show for Showtime or some shit like that. So I don't know. I'm just hearing about all this shit right now as I got off work. Well, yeah, I'm going to keep listening to the show and see what y'all talking about.
All right.
Thank you.
My bad, my bad. This is hilarious. I wonder if I should say this shit, bruh. This is hilarious. Let's just say this. Remember Victor Conti was saying that Boo Boo's getting good sparring and David is not? Well, the word has just been put out. They trying to get my favorite heavyweight to spar Boo Boo. Boo Boo out here being crazy. If he get in the ring with my heavyweight, Lorenzo Medina, and makes it out alive, he might got a chance at winning. He might got a chance at winning. I'm literally, that's crazy. I don't believe it. I'm going to see if that comes true.
You may feel like it's your time, but it's not your time.
Oh, shit, that's hilarious. I would love to be a fly on the wall on that one, right? Shit, they all the way in, like, oh, no, they in this, they out here, right? San Fran, in the Bay, something like, because that's where the snack facility at. I forgot about that. I mean, it's not out here. When I say out here, it's definitely not out here. I mean the West Coast. Who we got? Adrian. I would be so shocked if Boo Boo spars that dude. That's going to make my day now.
What's up, Ness? It's what up? Inevitable. It's D-Block, D-Town, D-City, D-Ville, Baltimore. Man, this is sad. We are in a sad era of the PBC. Sad. And you know what? I hate it for the boxers. I hate it for what they got to go through. At the end of the day, they got money. All of them got bread, so I ain't sad in that aspect. Homies got to have some money saved up from all the fights that they've had under PBC. And even the ones that haven't, I mean, I'm thinking Al Heyman should have given them a plan on how to make some bread on the side of not boxing. This is sad. You telling me Jake Paul, the Showtime, Showtime paid him money to go up there and pay-per-view. His pay-per-views were okay and this and that, but DAZN. I thought he was with DAZN. Ness, what you got to say with that?
Nah, man, he's a one-off, baby. You can't tie that man down. You see, he bouncing on all networks. He's a business, man. It's business, man.
Okay. So Netflix is a business for the PBC, or are we just doing a one-off? Is that the whole thing?
Well, according to the Wall Street Journal, it sounds like a one-off, but obviously words could be interpreted differently. But it's literally not no S's on that bitch.
You know, this is what I'm talking about, greed. Of course, everybody got to have greed mindset. You know, you got to have your Benjamins on your side. You got to work and you got to hustle on your own. It's, you know, we live in a capitalistic country and shit. But this is what I'm talking about. You got the zone right there. They're willing to pay you. Let's just say they're willing to pay you, give you some bread from all the people that you bankrupt. Or all the people that you stolen money from, because at the end of the day, you never got paid the way it's supposed to. So you're telling me your ass can get on your knees and tell DAZN, I'm willing to do whatever it takes for my boxers. I'm willing to do whatever it takes for this franchise, PBC. I don't give a fuck. I'm at this age. I'm Al Heyman. I ain't young no more. I ain't spring chicken. You're telling me that motherfucker still to this day right now still hasn't got a fucking network and is doing daily shift with Netflix? Them boxers need to leave that motherfucker, man, at the end of the day. He ain't nothing but a corrupt-ass motherfucker for boxing. It already shows. Showtime went out of business. We already know even Fox left their ass. Every other fucking industry that signed up with this motherfucker done fucking said, we done with you, son. So people need to wake the fuck up. And if you telling me you're going to be happy then going to Netflix, motherfucker, get ready for that raise going up $30 a month. D-Block, D-Town, D-City, D-Ville, Baltimore, stand up.
It's kind of already at that $35 price. Baltimore. Let's see what we got in. Don't forget, you could call in 1-425-569-5241. Press 1 one time. Voice your opinion. Looks like we got Kapiku on the check-in. What up?
What's good, Chan? What's going on?
What up?
Question,
what up?
Bro. Like they fucked up. Did PBC fuck up with NBC?
Say again?
Did they fuck up with NBC?
Who?
PBC. Did they fuck up with NBC?
I mean, I don't know about that. I know they ain't reading up.
All right. No, because I was just thinking like the perfect platform for them, because I know they were complaining about not having a parallel platform or a parallel network with them. I thought Peacock, they were going to end up in Peacock. No, because Peacock got the streaming network and they got the NBC. They were NBC and ABC, one of the two. I thought they were going to end up there. That makes more sense for them than Netflix. Netflix is just a movie, theatrical, whatever you want to call it, a movie stream network. I don't see that really working too well.
I mean, it's Netflix that wants to get into boxing though. It's not PBC. That they getting into sports, so they might give boxing a try.
No, I hear that. I mean, and they all have channels, right? There's all channels that like if I'm not mistaken, Amazon did it with the channel with the NFL live stream.
Yeah.
So, who was the other one that I can't fucking think right now? But they all did it. So I could see that happening, but I don't know how well it would work. You know, again, that price hike is gonna be interesting to see where it goes from. I know you put out some information earlier about that, so it'll be interesting to see how they go about it. I just wish they would go with the DAZN. Oh, salute, man. I just saw that interview you did with the DAZN, bro. The CEO of DAZN, that was fire.
Now's the time to save 30% on wedding jewelry, only on BlueNile.com. Make sure your wedding ring is the one with your pick of diamond and lab-grown diamond bands, all hand-finished and graded for excellence. Or surprise her with something blue she'll love for life, like a stunning pair of sapphire earrings. Blue Nile's jewelry experts are available 24/7 to help, from fit questions to style advice. Right now, get up to 30% off at BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
That's the route that they should go. And hopefully he does fucking adopt your idea, bring you up to a bigger platform. You deserve that shit. You've been in this game for a minute. Doing this shit, so salute to you. I just saw that shit. But yeah, man, I just want to put my two cents. I swear they ain't fuck up with NBC. I mean, I think the Peacock platform will be a better solution for them than this Netflix shit. They already have everything situated with the parallel network along with the streaming network, and they don't have to go into anything, you know. And it could be on local cable along with streaming platform. So I don't know. I don't see this being too well of a move for them if that's the route they take. But that's it, bro. That's all, Ness. I'll highlight you.
Copy, cool. Okay. Appreciate you calling in. We going down the line. Phone number to call, 1-425-569-5241. We're looking for your opinion right now on the Wall Street Journal reporting that Netflix has discussed streaming a live boxing match featuring Jake Paul, as well as a potential bout from the Premier Boxing Champions. If you want to call in and voice your opinion, our Discord is available and rocking and rolling. And so is our landline. We're going out to what looks like Anthony with a Cash App. What's up? Counterpunch.
What up? Hey, man, I'm not loving it. I'm not even gonna lie. This may be the contrarian point of view here, but especially if they like really want to get into boxing, you know? Like, I just don't need another monthly subscription service. I just dropped Showtime after what they did to me for Spence and Crawford. Like, I don't know if this happened to anybody else out there, but if you bought it on Showtime, like, you actually didn't buy it. You rented it for fucking the duration of the show. So I pretty much just paid to watch Showtime fucking TV. You know, Espinoza is a fucking weasel. I hate everybody over there at Showtime. Thank God they're out of boxing. Bye-bye. Fucking good riddance for stealing my goddamn money. I paid that to just view it for a minute. I buy shit on ESPN all the time. It was the same. I was expecting the same feeling when I bought it on Showtime, you know? And I know this is so off topic, but I just got to get off my chest, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, I paid fucking almost $100 for that shit, you know, just to watch it the night of. So what happens if I was at work? You know what I'm saying? Like, but anyway, I'm just really frustrated about these streaming services and, like, the Showtimes and the Netflixes. Like, just fuck off. If it's going to be a one-night bank robbery, as Floyd Mayweather would say, because that's what it is. Let's be real. Let's get as much money as we can tonight, and let's get the fuck out of here. It's a going out of business sale. So let's just call it what it is. Put this shit on pay-per-view, and let's keep it moving. Like, we don't need these Netflixes. I don't need to pay no more a month. You know, I'm straight on all of that. Bye-bye Showtime. You know what I'm saying? Like, they robbed me, bro. Every time I buy on ESPN, a UFC pay-per-view, which I do on the regular, I can watch it as many times as I want. I can rewind. I can pause. I can do all of these things that I should be able to fucking do on Showtime, you know? Like, but they didn't give a shit enough about people like me, you know, who decide to just honestly just burn my money. I would have been better off just literally with some kerosene and go ahead and get $80, $85 out of the bank and pour kerosene on it and set it the fuck on fire. You know, I would have got the same amount out of it, honestly, spend my money with Showtime. So fuck Showtime. You know, fuck Netflix also. I'm not a subscriber. But if they do get into boxing and they force me to become a subscriber, will I be a shameless fucking, yeah, because I'm a fight fan. You know, it's what we do. We spend the money because we're junkies and we love this shit. So, yeah, at the end of the day, I'm going to do what I need to do if they get the fights that I want to see. You know, who are you going to have Jake in there? I don't want to see him beat up no more jiu-jitsu guys. You know? What about you? Do you want to see him beat up any more jiu-jitsu guys who can't box?
Nah, man, but
you may feel like it's
I think
time.
Top Rank drop Nico Walsh Ali. Maybe him and Ali's grandson on the biggest platform could put some eyeballs on the sport.
I like it. But I think that would be some real work for Jake. I'm not saying Ali all that.
He ain't never weighed over 160 in a fight.
No, but he could make some things difficult, I think, for Jake in there, you know. But Jake obviously would be the favorite. He would probably knock him out, you know, and it's kind of I don't want that. Nah, fuck that. If you're going to fight Tommy Fury again, do the Tommy Fury rematch on Netflix. I'm buying. I'll buy that, you know, or do somebody big from MMA who's like a bigger striker. So say like, hey, I did what Fury couldn't do, you know, so go get a bigger guy. How about Masvidal? Jorge Masvidal is retired from the UFC. He can box. I think you know he can box, right?
Versus who? You know versus Jorge. Jake?
Yeah.
He's been calling for that fight. I don't know that, you know, that they would actually do it.
Why not? I think Jorge would put some hands on him, and he probably wouldn't be able to knock him out because you know how Jorge get down. You know what I'm saying? He really about it. And if Jake get cute in the build-up, Jorge will put it on him in the streets. So, you know, this is – I would love that fight, you know. So, yeah, go get Jorge. I'd buy either, but as far as subscribing to Netflix, just fuck right off, bro. Fuck right off because you know exactly what they're going to do. They're going to raise the fucking subscription on everybody. And all of y'all are going to be paying $30 a month, you know, like, oh, we got to do this. Nah, fuck that. You know what they paying in Britain? You know, they're getting all these pay-per-views for fucking free. They fucking us, bro. And we just sit here and take it. We just lay down and just, you know, let them do whatever they want to us. You know, this shit ain't gonna change until we start speaking out and standing up and saying no more going out of business sales. You know, no more of this bullshit. No more fucking us. If Britain getting $7 a month and they get all the pay per views, why can't we? They watching the same stuff. Why are we still getting destroyed? You know? Am I crazy here? Like,
nah, I mean, I asked the CEO of DAZN. He said it's our market. Everything's more expensive in America. That was his answer.
I mean, yeah, slightly. But by as much as it is, you know, we pay a premium because of where we live, but at the same time, that much of a premium, you know, we should have something at least close to comparable, something where we feel like we're happy. Are you happy with DAZN? I'm not on DAZN, but I watch their fights. You know what I'm saying? You know, like we need something that we got to be happy with. And I don't think that Netflix is going to be the savior. That, you know, unless they got that Saudi money over there that they really trying to make some change happen, you know, which I don't think they do, but they have a big budget, a big subscriber base, and Jake Paul's fight will be great for Jake Paul.
You may feel and the like sport of boxing. Time,
well, thank you.
But it's not your time.
All right. Let's see what we got. I'm going to assume if I went to that ATL number, this ATL number is Profound Dreamer.
Gather around TVV. That's if you're still listening and get on down with these profound rhythms. Ness, I ain't going to lie. Over these last two shows, I love how you've been trying to figure out like where PVC is going to land and like what their future looks like. I love it, man. I'm a boxing fan. It don't matter to me where they go. I'm going to be tuning in. Like, I'm not one of these fans that try to act like I'm not going to watch. I don't care. I am frustrated with the inactivity that we see across the board in boxing, but like PVC is the home of American boxing, I guess. I don't know. They got a lot of American top prospects and boxers over there that we care about watching right now. But I really called in to ask you, when are we going to talk about these Ngannou Fury pay-per-view numbers? Because I just want to gloat. I want to be able to like let y'all know that I was right.
who dropped pay-per-view numbers?
Dave Meltzer. He's a MMA and wrestling journalist. He dropped the pay-per-view numbers on his platform. It's behind a paywall, of course, but there's been some websites picking up what he talked about with the numbers. And yeah, just like I said, I knew this fight wasn't going to do over 100K pay-per-views, because it's so funny how the MMA community is like picking up Francis as their champion now. But like I told you, they was not messing with him before he came over to boxing.
Ain't no way this pay-per-view Ain't no way that pay-per-view.
It did less.
I don't believe it. I'll wait for my guys, man. My Dan Rayfields and Coppinger's.
Okay. All right. So you're just waiting for some more like official numbers to come out from boxing sources?
For sure, bro. I don't know who the fuck that dude is and how he gets.
All right, that's cool.
You know, that number.
If you
want to
wait
for
somebody else to report it, that's fine. I you know, do your thing, but I just can't wait for the numbers that you're comfortable with coming out being reported. And also, I want to say, I thought it was hilarious how this on earlier show, you went down the list of PVC fighters, and it was all old. A lot of them wasn't even working with PVC no more. Like, I don't even think that's a stable that Oscar even wants to pick from. Like, I feel like he was just trolling PVC. Like, there's really not a lot of value there. Like, a lot of those guys is beyond their 30s. If they have some prospects that's under 25, maybe Oscar could do something with them. But outside of that, like, these guys are just going to run wherever Ali Heyman takes them next and just burn out and retire. And then boxing is just going to move on. So, like, I really don't see who can even leave PVC and, like, go make something happen with Oscar. Like, I don't know. But, yeah, that's my call, man.
All right. Bruh, there's no way I could believe this report, bruh. That is... Man, get the fuck out of here. I'm about to text Dan this shit. This is garbage, bro. There's no way. If that did that bad, I'm reporting it. But there's no way it did that bad. Come on, man. How, bro? I don't know. I mean, see, I was following it all the whole way, the whole ride, because I was so into the undercard, you know? But, I don't know. All right. Uh-oh. My team agreed. The ball's in the other court. You feel me? I told you I don't play with that young Cuban, man. Motherfuckers will swim 91 miles to get to America. You going, man, y'all better stop. He about to hurt something. Fuck around, that fight ain't even happening no more. I keep telling y'all. Shit, you know I bumped into, who I bumped into, man? Jesus, please remember. It was amazing because he felt the same way. I'm like, damn, you gonna think I'm disrespectful. I think he the Latin James. So he like, yo, me too. I'm trying to, who was this man I was talking to? It's a trainer, but I can't, it's gonna come to me. That's what happens when you smoke. But, oh, the Barrientes trainer, the Barrientes twins, they trainer, he trained Robert. He's in the gym with Bob Santos. He knows him. He knows him. And remember, they got Cuban heavyweights. Bob Santos knows him. Bob Santos said the same thing. And Bob Santos got not one, but three Cuban heavyweights. The Perot brothers and the other dude, Eddie whatever. You know what I mean? And he made it clear. This kid I'm telling you about is the goods. So, we got a Cash App, and it looked like James Benitez with the counter coming right back at us. Let's see what you got.
Yo, Ness, you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Man, yo, I seen that shit earlier today, man. Like, bruh, I wasn't even going to entertain you with that shit right there, man, because the Netflix news is way bigger, man. But, bruh, with all the interest, all the traction, all the MMA heads and everything like that, ain't no way. I say this, man. You need to call Jake in the Box. You need to call goddamn Dan Raphael, Steve Kim, for God's sake, because, you know, Profound Dreamer, he's definitely from the other side of the A, you know, because I'm from Decatur, and I ain't buying that shit, man. 56,000 in the U.S. buys and 11.5 globally. Man, what's that saying? That's the shit did less than 70,000. Ain't no fucking way. You believe in that shit, Ness?
Nah.
Would you believe that shit, Ness? You got to really see. It's like, I got to see the paperwork to really believe that shit, man. Or hear from Mike Kopp or somebody else, man, because ain't no fucking way the shit did that poorly. Yeah, man, if you can reach out and get in touch with any of them guys, man, we'll definitely appreciate it. And I want to know why did it flop? And because if it did flop, I mean, a fight that we thought was actually good for, I mean, that we thought was good for boxing after the fact, that means the heavyweight division is not only dead, but boxing's in a really sunken place. I don't know, bro. I don't know, man. I don't know. Either way it goes, man. Yo, we got to go ahead and get to the bottom of that news right there, man. Even though I think it's bullshit, but it's worth a little investigating. Anyways, Ness, I'm out, man. I just wanted to chime in.
All right. Let's see who's next. Discord available. And we got no Twitter today, man. No Twitter today, man. No Twitter today. So let's see on the poll. 37% say it sounds like PBC has a new home. 32% say sounds like it's only one fight. 15%, it means only Jake and Tank, sad face emoji. 16%, Jake and Tank at first, more to come. We got Profound dreaming with a counter punch.
Hello?
Yo.
Yeah, I was going to say, in response to the last call, I'm telling you, the numbers is true, man. Ngannou was a bum. the MMA community was not in support of him until they seen how good he performed against Tyson Fury. Before that, they was not messing with him at all. And you know how else I know? It's because the MMA community is known for streaming illegally and stealing pay-per-views. This is what they do. They don't buy nothing, right? So, so I'm telling you, when your man get come back at you and he verify them numbers, I'm telling you, they not going to crack 100K, man. This is what it is. Like, going into the fight, man, none of the boxing people was giving this guy a chance. Y'all did a show for 4 hours where you was talking about he don't stand a chance. He not going to win 30 seconds. You had dudes calling in talking about, man, y'all need to shut this Bama shit down. Shut this shit down. It ain't going to, like, we all knew Ngannou ain't have no shot. Like, why would you think that fight was going to be successful commercially? Like,
I just thought, like, it would. We talking about, you know, this big MMA figure and a big ass heavyweight. It just made like sound like the right
but
combination.
But he wasn't a big MMA figure. You just thought he
Bruh,
was a big MMA figure because you don't know shit about MMA.
Nah, there's no other MMA fighter. There's no other MMA fighter since Alistair Overeem to be bigger than him. No one looks physically as imposing and
like
intimidating
size.
As him.
Like he was big in size.
Yeah, nobody. Oh, yeah, John Jones, yeah, skinny as hell, looking like he Ocho Cinco brother and shit.
Oh, I thought you were talking about, when you said big, I thought you were talking about commercial success when you said big. But, okay. But, yeah, he, other than that, like, commercially, he was not big at all. Like, the MMA community, I'm telling you, they don't like this guy. Like, and they're like, they now getting on the bandwagon because they see how they can laugh at boxing fans. But, like, they don't like him. Like, if he loses his next boxing match, his career is done. Like, that's all I'm going to say. His marketability is in the trash. Like, that's all I'm going to say. So, yeah, I'm going to chill out. I'm getting a little too hyped. My ADD kicking in. But, yeah, y'all have a good night, man. I'm going to keep listening and enjoying the rest of the show, man. But I'm just letting you know, them numbers is facts, man.
You got it, champ. I mean, I sent it to Dan. He seen it. And I told him to hit me and let me know if he think it's true. So, we'll see.
Because they don't want to talk about it. They don't think it's probably embarrassed.
But why wouldn't Dan want to talk about it? He independent media.
Because I don't know, these dudes acting weird because – I even hit up Rick Glazer and I asked him about it, and they acting like, oh, we can't get the numbers. I was like, why are these boxing dudes acting so weird about pulling the numbers for this fight? It's almost like they don't want to admit how embarrassing this whole event was.
Wow. Like, nobody thought it was going to be.
I don't know, Ness.
Nobody thought it was going to be competitive, so why would we not tell y'all it would flop? If it flops,
I don't know.
If it flops, it shows people to stop doing non-competitive fights. You know what I'm saying? But
no,
yeah.
Because see, everybody wants to act like, oh, the Saudis is the new home for sports, and the Saudis don't care about losing money, and fighters in America need to start branding and marketing towards the global market because the Saudis is the new haven for sports and entertainment. It's like, if y'all okay with blowing $70 million in purses to get back 70,000 pay-per-view buys, if you okay with that ratio, go ahead. Like, go into that business. But to me, it don't make sense. It's just like Lou DiBella said, these companies is blowing their brains out on these goofy boxing events. That's it, man. Have fun blowing your brains out. I'm going to keep laughing at it and calling the TVB.
Bet. That was Profound Dreamer. Who we got? Let me, I've been wanting to play this for a minute.
Bade. Not everyone, of course. I mean, Leonard Ellerby likes him.
It's called The Dead Zone.
The Dead
Zone. The Dead Zone.
And so does Bob.
The Dead Zone people. I mean, how many people are going to watch if a fight's on The Zone? Very, very few.
Bade.
Just wanted to show. I thought it was funny, man. These guys hating on The Zone. Hating on The Zone. We got Discord available, and so is the landline. We got Spider Rico.
Hey, what's up, guy?
Peace.
Made it, man. Two times in one day. Two calls in one day.
Two what? Calls in one day, baby.
Yeah, put me on the timer. Ding, ding.
Ding, ding.
Cool. Yeah. Man, when you really be boxing, you hear that bell go off. It's like PTSD. You go into another zone. I feel like that's what Demetrius Andrade about to go into when he fight Benavidez. You know, if you ever watch him, he don't never look into the opponent's eyes right before the fight. I don't know what it is, but I think he really go to a dark place. And usually the opponent go out in the first round. They go down in the first round because he really go there in his mind. If you listen to his interviews, he did an interview 4 days ago. He was grateful for Showtime and the opportunity, even though they go in the way. But, I mean, think about it. If all your champions get beat up by the other promoters, well, you got to end your company. And that's what's happening. And this is going to be the last champion to go down. They built him up. And go. He going down.
Andre to Benavidez.
Benavidez, he the last champion from the PBC. If all your champions lose from other, you know, people come, they bring their promoters and beat up your champions that you done built up, well, then that's why they got to end everything. But Andre said he still is grateful for the opportunity that Showtime given him just 4 days ago. And he also talking things like, I'm going to show them what's really going on in my mind, which usually you don't really hear a fighter say. You know, he thinking in a different way, and he probably going to put some angles on Benavidez that he never seen. And I'm just excited for that, if y'all can't tell.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I feel like, you know, Fury and Ngannou, that was a historical fight for boxing because the UFC is a rising thing in America. And it's like nothing ever challenged boxing before. And for him to knock down the lineal champion, he didn't just knock down Tyson Fury. He knocked down all the champions that come before him. And that's a stain on boxing that's going to live forever. The day that the UFC champion knocked down the lineal champion. And it's still a great thing, though, you know. And Ngannou's a great man.
I think that just inspired people. I think we look at things differently. I think that just inspired a lot of common men to probably get in boxing. A lot of MMA dudes to cross over, make the most money they ever made because they see that they can hang.
It was a great day. It was a great day for boxing, but still, Ngannou didn't just knock down Fury. He knocked down all the champions that come before, and that's not a good thing for boxing. And I'm gone. Thank y'all.
All right. Esteban with love from Oregon. Official tagline, even though he forget, I gotcha. You feel me? Who we got next? All right. We got to do these super chats. Rider of the Storm, $5. Another platform that PBC will kill with their boxing mismanagement and horrible matchmaking, causing boxing to be alienated even more. Oscar, member for 12 months on that champ level. I see PBC doing a Canelo fight on Netflix since Canelo was just on Netflix commercial. Thinking emoji. And we got C Soldier. Welcome to the contender level. And we got Anthony. Counterpunch.
Yo, this is a counterpunch for old Profound Dreamer who out here laughing so much can't get a fucking word out. By the way, Because he had a lot to say about these pay-per-view numbers, okay? And a lot to say about MMA fans not buying our pay-per-views. We bought pay-per-views of MMA, you know? These boxing pay-per-views, Ain't nobody trying to support Fury on this side. And I promise you, I wanted him. You wasn't lying, because I legally streamed the fight because nobody thought he had a chance. Okay, it's hard to really believe that he was really gonna do what he did. That's
oh
why
man!
So
wait a minute.
You the one
bigged him up and you stole his fight.
I did. I didn't steal his fight. I stole Fury's fight. Yeah, that's
no.
What I did
you stole the Ngannou's fight.
I didn't believe. I didn't really believe. Who really believed that he was really gonna put some hands
you,
on him?
You.
You know, I thought
said
Fury
you
was better than
it.
That.
You said you believed that.
I
that's
did,
who.
But I believed that he had a chance.
You,
I
bro,
said he
you
had
telling
a
the
chance.
Truth on yourself.
I never
bro.
Said that he was gonna win the fight. I never said he was gonna win the fight. I didn't. I thought he was gonna lose, and that's why it was so crazy that he won. Oh my God, that's why it's so insane, you know. And all of these people are trying to tell you to see that you because you don't believe you saw what you saw. I still don't believe I saw what I saw, but we all saw.
I just can't believe the dude that was campaigning
in there.
I can't believe the guy that was campaigning. I'm never going to let you forget this, brother. The guy that was campaigning for Ngannou stole the fight.
I stole the fight. This but at least sad, I'm not lying bro. About it. I could have called it. I could have called in here and lied and said I supported it. But nobody did. It's not like y'all
I paid for
me,
it.
All these dudes calling in.
I paid for that
did,
shit on ESPN.
But not a lot of other people did. Not a lot of other people did. And plus, I get paid like bi-weekly. So had it been on like the right week, I would have, you know, I definitely would have bought it. But this particular moment, I couldn't make it work. So, you know, sometimes I do buy them. I don't always steal them. But this particular one, I was like, there's no way. I don't want to pay to watch Ngannou get knocked out.
Bro, but now
you
made.
I didn't know what it was going to look
bruh,
like.
Bro, but now you made Dana White. He literally said Ngannou thinks his big money fights from out there. Now this flops. It's over. He's going to think he's right.
Yeah. He is right. He's always been right.
Oh,
you know,
man.
And it's
Christ.
Sad. I'm sorry to say, but he never sold four or 500,000 pay-per-views in the UFC. He wasn't a big pay-per-view star over there. And I watched every one of his fights. I paid for his last two fights. So I was among the dummies who paid for it, apparently, and not a lot of other people did. You know, he didn't like smash on pay-per-view, but the hardcores, which I am, we all know how special he is. You know, pay-per-view numbers do not equate to real star power. You know, it just means that you need more exposure. You know, and going into boxing, look at him now. if he wasn't before, he is now. You know, everybody's talking about him. Every celebrity in the world was in Riyadh. You know, he is now a superstar. He wasn't before, and we can all accept it, but I promise you he is now. And he earned that right in the ring. Even competing with Fury would have been great, but to drop him and to do as well as he did in a lot of people's eyes, you know, that solidifies you as one of the best heavyweights in the world, whether people like it or not. You know, he is that guy. Everybody wants to fight him for that reason. They're like, oh man, what can he look like against this guy, that guy, this guy? Well, I promise you this, I'm buying the next one because I really believe now. You did, if I didn't so much before, oh. I really believe now. So that Fickle, whatever his name is, the dude that's calling in laughing, you know, to you, brother, you know, we buying the next one. I promise. Look at them pay-per-view numbers. It won't be no 60K. I know that or whatever the fuck. How much did it do? 80?
I don't know. Somebody said 150 or some shit. I don't know, bro. I can't believe it did that low. There's no way I believe it did that low. I need to see Dan Rayfield tell me that shit.
I'm hearing 60. That's what I heard. I heard 60. Yeah, but I mean, either way,
feel like it's your time.
The next one.
But it's not
hard,
so
the next one will be
hard
bigger.
To believe, man. Hard to believe. But want to screen share? We obviously did a poll on our community page, letting them know. The exciting announcement, telling them to join us here on the YouTube channel for today's episode, letting them know about the live discussion with Netflix, possibly having PBC on Netflix. And we only got 6 comments on the community page. Let's see how long ago this has been posted. Does it say timestamps? No. Okay, whatever. Oh, it says 1 hour ago. All right, so this guy says, damn, having all major promoters under DAZN was too good to be true. Yeah, you know, unfortunately, they ain't see it the way we see it. The Zone brings nothing to the table. Legitimate streaming services like Netflix, Amazon is far better move than The Zone or even Showtime. I disagree with this guy only because those other streaming services that he speaks of, their sole purpose is content creation as a whole, where The Zone is sports content creation. This guy says, not going to lie, everyone has Netflix. Jaleel Hackett announced he will be fighting on The Zone December 1st. December 1st. What the hell? Who card is that? December 1st. Let's go to Jaleel Hackett. We're going to stop these comments right now and see what he's talking about. Oh, look who's there. Tito Mercado. Don't forget, November 11th is going down. You feel me? So we on Jaleel Hackett's page. And he definitely said WBC Youth Welterweight Champion December 1st live in Houston on The Zone. Closing out the year harder than ever. Catch me December 1st live on The Zone, the Red Owl Arena in Houston, Texas, December 1st. Red Owl, this don't look like Mayweather. And it say The Zone, I don't know. I don't even see, where's his promoter, Leonard Ellerbe, in the comments? Let me see his bio. Did he take out that he's with TMT? Fucking hell. It don't say TMT, but here goes the event. Let's see who's the promoter. I'm going to find this motherfucker. Red Owl Box Fest. Introducing Box Fest, where champions rise in Houston. I don't know who this is, but we gonna find him. Bear with me as we do some research. Red Owl Boxing, 3,000 followers. Box Fest coming soon on The Zone. Headed to Houston. Stay tuned for more details. October 24th. Well, here goes your main event, I'm assuming. Let's see if it's on BoxRec. Ooh. It is. Who's the promoter? Thurgood Marshall. What the fuck? Bro, he the promoter and the matchmaker. Oh, shit. Hakeem Cheatham on this card. Let's go, champ. I wonder if he fighting Jaleel. Nah, Jaleel right here. Giovanni Marquez, never heard of him. Daniel Bailey, never heard of him. Britton, I never heard of him. I don't know. Red Owl Boxing. Salute. Well, it looks like Jaleel Hackett certainly ain't with Mayweather. Don't say nothing here about no more Mayweathers and nothing like that. And as you can see, let me see here. Yeah, I don't know. He was with Mayweather. This is what happens, though, man. People get tired, bro. We going to keep it moving, though. Who we got? Who we got on the check-in, Discord, available? We got Big If.
Yo, salute, Ness, man. You hear me?
Loud and clear.
Yo, salute, man. Salute. Shout out to Lil Jaleel Hackett, man. He's consolidating and going to the zone. I hope. I mean, I know everybody's talking about Netflix and Amazon and all this stuff. Man, I want us to consolidate, man, and just go to, like, the companies that exist with fighters already, man, so that way we have less constraints and we have less of that, you know, across the street kind of conversation. I'm tired of that. So hopefully, you know, they do the right thing. But I want to shift our topic a little bit, man. I know, I hope you don't mind, but I know this is TBV, but I want to change it to TSV right now, man. The Shadeja voice, man. Did you see the back and forth with her and Champ today? She was on her live going crazy, man.
Nah, they both were. You heard me? I didn't.
Yeah, you said nah?
Nah, I ain't see it.
Oh, yo, you since you turned me on to Shadeja, man, I've been a fan. So I think she's like my number one female boxer right now. So I hope they make that fight, man, with her and Champ. After the fight she got coming up with Franchon Cruz, and y'all keep pushing it, man. Keep pushing that shit. Everybody's shitting on her right now. All the girls, they shitting on her right now. So yo, give her a voice. Keep pushing that fight. I think the Franchon Cruz fight is probably because of y'all and everybody else that kept putting the pressure on Franchon Cruz. So, anyway, salute to you, man, and I'm out, man. Peace.
You got it. Let's see. Who is next? What we got here? Okay, damn. I think this is it. It could be over. We got Boots Up Next gifted one membership to one of you guys. Salute to Boots Up Next. We got James Benitez that says, Profound gonna get paid on the wrong weekend again. Damn. Nah, that was Anthony. That was Anthony that said he got paid the wrong weekend and that's why he couldn't pay for the fight. Not Profound. Dreamer. But that is everybody. That is all the Super Chats. Catch me on the next one, NessGTO, Instagram and Twitter. I feel like this probably would have been a better topic for the morning, but I figured, you know, I guess it is Friday, right? You know, you guys got to take your ladies out. Everybody can't be a hardcore fan and tune into this show on a Friday, but this would have been a great discussion, man. Unfortunately, we're going to have to wait and see what ends up happening. But I wouldn't mind them doing at least, you know, what the Wall Street Journal is reporting, one with Jake and one with PBC to test the waters. Test the waters. We got Leonard Sterling that says, Red Hour Boxing, DAZN, 9th fight deal Fridays. Oh, 9 fight deal Fridays? God damn. Yo, see, they giving everybody TV time, bro. Like, how the fuck Red Hour Boxing with 3,000 subscribers get 9 fights on Fridays, bro? Unbelievable. I'm tuning in. You know, DAZN got me. This is what I'm saying. Who is Red Hour? How they get dates? You got Lou DiBella got a Tuesday on the 7th. Like, if you really want boxing, DAZN is trying to give you that. And that's why they are the Netflix of boxing. Like, you want them to go, you want PBC to go to other places just to have an island. Like, they literally giving anybody who wants dates. You feel me? They found Fridays now for who the fuck is Red Owl. You know what I mean? Oh, man. So I'm going to just go ahead and show you this. Rick Glazer is saying that he's being told by 2 solid sources in the know that this PBC to Netflix isn't true, as Al Heyman, PBC operatives, floated this out there in an attempt to make a better deal with Amazon Prime. The Amazon deal is no money or guarantees. Strictly pay-per-view distribution and marketing. And that's not a good deal. The fighters will find out in the first quarter of 2024 that there's no money any longer at PBC. And that's because he's quote tweeting a boxing scene article reporting the same thing an hour ago that Wall Street Journal was reporting. So according to Rick, Wall Street Journal, who knows about finance and business, they're wrong. Then Boxing Scene, who's huge, they're wrong. So I don't know. Ain't nobody quoting Rick, champ. I'm showing. We clearly quoted Wall Street Journal right here. But, you know, thanks for being a bit of a dick. This way we could just send you to the Phantom Zone where you have plenty of time to think about being rude to the host of the show. Feel me? See you in the Phantom Zone, player. Last call for alcohol. If you want to call in, now is the time. If not, we wrapping up. NesGTO, Instagram and Twitter. Peace.